the letter to the Hebrews. Every high priest has been taken out of mankind and is appointed to act for men in their relations with God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. And so he can sympathize with those who are ignorant or uncertain, because he too lives in the limitations of weakness. That is why he has to make sin offerings for himself as well as for the people. No one takes this honor on himself, but each one is called by God as Aaron was. Nor did Christ give himself the glory of becoming high priest, but he had it from the one who said to him, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." And in another text, "You are a priest of the order of Melchizedek and forever." During his life on earth, he offered up prayer and entreaty, aloud and in silent tears, to the one who had the power to save him out of death. And he submitted so humbly that his prayer was heard. Although he was son, he learned to obey through suffering, but having been made perfect, he became for all who obey him the source of eternal salvation, and was acclaimed by God with the title of High Priest of the Order of Melchizedek. And the Gospel reading for today is from the text according to Mark. One day, when John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, some people came to Jesus and said to him, "Why is it that John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not?" Jesus replied, "Surely the bridegroom's attendants would never think of fasting while the bridegroom is still with them. As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they could not think of fasting. But the time will come for the bridegroom to be taken away from them, and then on that day they will fast. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, the patch pulls away from it, the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. And nobody puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is lost, and the skins too. No, new wine, fresh skins." There is a time for everything under heaven. Another well-known quotation has it. It's like going back again to your favorite track, or your perhaps most favorite compact disc. There can be a comfort in hearing the sounds we are already comfortable with. There can be a relaxation in creating an ease, a relaxation, precisely. There will be days, Jesus knows and seeks to share with those who are around him, days when the atmosphere will not be that comfortable, when the circumstances will be less cozy, and perhaps for that a good deal more troubling. Some trouble you can avoid, as it were, by anticipating it, so you know where not to put fresh wine, if you want to save it and enjoy it at some stage at table. You know how not to repair an old cloak. The cloak can, as it were, live again, even walk again, as it shelters and protects the woman or man wearing it. But there are ways to prolong the life of the cloak and ways to diminish its chances of long life. And there will be other troublesome situations in daily life that may not as easily be avoided or thwarted by the use of long-held traditional wisdom based on experience. There may be situations in your life or mine that are unsettling also because they are new, unprepared for, and because they provide fresh experience, even of an unwelcome kind. And here Jesus too will have a word, for his philosophy sees the divine spirit as being there among us and with us, not least when wisdom is called for. For you and me, the only time available for everything under heaven is the time we enjoy on earth. Jesus, we read in the letter to the Hebrews, during his life on earth, offered up prayer and entreaty, aloud and in silent tears too, to the one who had the power to save him out of death, and he submitted so humbly that his prayer was heard. The divine spirit came upon Jesus at the time of his baptism, and it was in that spirit he addressed the people of his day, and indeed of generations between then and now, and indeed he addresses you and me now, during our time on earth, that we may move toward the perfection of life he gained in the tragic and yet glorious death on the cross. None of us, speaking or listening, none of us is a piece of unshrunken cloth. We have already lived and learned. Our horizon has broadened, and yet our reach, so to speak, may well have shrunk or become more realistic. But we can now appreciate how wise and beneficial it will be to be sown, as it were, onto the cloak that is Jesus, so that he may protect us as we walk alongside him on the road of life. Whatever happens, we can manage it in his company along that road.